Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff, day two of 2025 in front of us here. Mike and Kim along with you, wishing you the best in this brand new year.
Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News in Belle Fourche, South Dakota.
All right, and what do you have to share with us here early into the month of January?
I actually have a piece where a girl asked police to run DNA test on Christmas cookies.
On Christmas cookies?
On Christmas cookies.
Oh, that's got to be a good one.
Yep, indeed. And what do you have today?
I have some things that George Carlin quotes.
Oh, very good. Very good. All right, let's get things going for some good stuff. At some point, most children question whether or not Santa is real. One such girl from Cumberland, Rhode Island, who had the same doubt, finally decided to do something about it by taking the help of science. She requested the local police department to run a DNA test on evidence to prove the existence of Santa Claus. I took a sample of a cookie and carrots that I left for Santa and the reindeer on Christmas Eve, and I was wondering if you could take a sample of DNA and see if Santa is real, the little girl wrote. She then forwarded the evidence to the state's Department of Health Forensic Science Unit of Analysis. Earlier this month, a young investigator from the town of Cumberland submitted the attached letter requesting a DNA analysis be conducted on the partially eaten cookie and carrot remains she acquired on the morning of December 25 for possible DNA evidence of Santa Claus, a.k.a. Kris Kringle, a.k.a. St. Nicholas, a.k.a. St. Nick, and or one of his nine reindeer. This young lady obviously has a keen sense for truth and an investigative process and did a tremendous job packaging her evidence for submission. We will do our very best to provide answers for her. The Cumberland Police Department says it is awaiting test results and asks residents to stay tuned for more information. While the Cumberland Police Department awaits the testing results, the department has been in contact with this future CPD detective and provided her with some already uncovered evidence in support of Santa Claus's presence in her neighborhood the night of December 24th, the police department did add.
Aha. Uh-huh. So
they're getting to the bottom of it.
The investigation is ongoing, as
that's
they
right.
say.
That's
well,
right.
Well, George Carlin, of course, was a very famous comedian, sometimes a controversial comedian, but of our generation and even after that, some young people today might not know who George Carlin is. So I invite you to Google George Carlin and find out a few things. But these are some quotes. As a matter of principle, I never attend the first annual anything. Frisbeeterianism is the belief that when you die, your soul goes up on the roof and gets stuck.
Ha ha.
Honesty may be the best policy, but it's important to remember that apparently by elimination, dishonesty is the second best policy.
Well, there you go.
All kind of the way you look at it, I guess. A couple more of these from George Carlin today on The Good Stuff. It's never just a game when you're winning.
Yeah, that is that. There's a good point to that.
Some national parks have long waiting lists for camping reservations. When you have to wait a year to sleep next to a tree, something went wrong. There you go.
That's a good strong point. I have to question that myself.
Maybe a few more George Carlin quotes on a future edition of The Good Stuff. Just a reminder, if you have something you'd like to share on The Good Stuff coming up in 2025, make sure you send that to kimhburge@gmail.com, okay? Kim, do you have something to wrap up the program today?
I do. Here's a New Year's prayer. Lord, grant that I may bring no tear to any eye. When this new year in time shall end, let it be said, I've played the friend, have lived and loved and labored here, and made it a happy year.
You know, one of the things I like about the end of the year are the music countdown programs that have the top 25 songs of the year. I like listening to those and find out what was hot and what was not during the year.
So it's always interesting.
Maybe we'll feature some more of that on the program.
Yeah. You know, another thing I find interesting is people that have passed on during the year.
Oh, the famous people that have passed away.
Yeah. Because you just kind of forget or time gets away. And then when you stop and look at it, it's kind of shocking.
Join us on this great little radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff.